the Public News Service Daily Newscast, October 20th, 2023. I'm Farah Siddiqui. President Joe Biden made a direct appeal to the American people to continue funding Ukraine and Israel amid their war efforts in an Oval Office address Thursday. CNN reports the primetime address took place on the eve of the White House requesting more than $100 billion from Congress to deliver aid and resources to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the U.S. border with Mexico. Some Missourians fear an increase in hate crimes in the wake of a six-year-old's murder in Illinois this week. The U.S. Department of Justice's current hate crime fact sheet finds religion-based hate crimes in Missouri have more than doubled since 2019. But Captain Corey Carlisle of the Kansas City Police Department says there's no immediate safety concerns for Kansas City metro area residents.
If we receive any information that there is a potential for violence towards a certain person, place, or thing, KCPD will implement extra patrol and security measures to ensure the safety of all of our community members.
On Thursday, the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, canceled its 29th annual banquet. The hotel scheduled to host the event this weekend in Arlington, Virginia, has received multiple threats targeting the hotel, its staff, CARE, and the American Muslims. Our report is taking a closer look at how states across the country are managing redistricting policies, and it shows the battleground state of Arizona has done okay overall. Alex Gonzalez has more.
The national watchdog group Common Cause gives Arizona a B- for the work the Arizona Independent Redistricting Commission has achieved in drawing congressional and state legislative maps, but adds it's not a reason for the commission to get complacent. Program director for Common Cause of Arizona, Jenny Guzman, says the AIRC can be a lot stronger and more independent.
The way the current Arizona Redistricting Commission works is in order to appoint commissioners, the first few have to be appointed by the Arizona state party leaders.
The state constitution requires the commissioners be composed of two Republicans, two Democrats, and an independent chairperson. While the Arizona State Legislature can make recommendations to the AIRC, the commission does have the last word.
And Breast Cancer Awareness Month brings light to the financial burden accompanying a cancer diagnosis. Our Shantia Hudson has more on how groups are helping families with needed resources.
Coastal Credit Union, the American Cancer Society, and Kane Realty have organized Connected for a Cure, an event to provide families with financial knowledge for navigating what to do after a diagnosis. Tracy Smith with the American Cancer Society says the diagnosis is devastating, but so is the financial impact.
Cancer can start from $250,000 all the way up to millions of dollars.
Smith says finding a balance between self-care and meeting basic needs is a primary concern for most families, and Connected for a Cure will equip them with the tools they need while providing people with healthcare resources. The event is scheduled for tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon at Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills.
This is Public News Service. Maternal mortality or death from pregnancy-related issues nearly doubled in the U.S. between 2018 and 2021, and a person who's Black is three times more likely to die from these issues than one who's white. Deborah Van Fleet has more.
Nebraska ranked 17th for maternal mortality, with a higher rate than the national average during those years. Ashley Spivey heads the organization IB Black Girl, which works in Nebraska for reproductive justice. She says data shows some practitioners take Black patients' complaints of pain less seriously.
How can we make sure medical practitioners, no matter if they're the OB or the phlebotomist, are getting cultural awareness training, that they're being in tune to the experiences of all the different types of patients that they're seeing, especially their Black patients?
Awareness raising events during this Black Maternal Health Month will culminate with a Reproductive Justice Summit on October 27th.
A new report finds plumes of so-called forever chemicals from Department of Defense installations are located dangerously close to groundwater sources.
In New York, 13 installations that belong to three branches of the U.S. Armed Forces and the Defense Logistics Agency are in proximity to primary drinking water sources. Cleanup is underway on the majority of them, with remediation plans for the others being developed. Jared Hayes with the Environmental Working Group describes where the chemicals came from.
The historic use of firefighting foam containing PFAS, known as AFFF. These foams were used for decades, primarily to put out oil and gas fires or aviation fires.
Several methods, such as granular activated carbon and reverse osmosis, have shown success in removing PFAS from drinking water. But they don't break down these chemicals. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And a new initiative will provide first-time students from Arkansas with what's being described as a debt-free pathway to college education. Our Danielle Smith has the details.
Arkansas has the third lowest rate of bachelor degree attainment in the country. The UCA commitment program is an attempt to improve that figure. University President Houston Davis says students' financial demands may differ, but there are options available to pay off their outstanding balances.
For a student that, let's imagine, maybe that's $3,000 of unmet need for a term, they would have the opportunity to also have a work study assignment that could allow them to, again, not have to take out a loan, not have to put down a credit card to be able to cover those mandatory tuition and fees for that term.
Davis says the first class of UCA commitment students will start next fall, and the school has already noticed an increase in applications from high school seniors. He adds that students are required to fill out their FAFSA and Arkansas Challenge Grant forms before the UCA commitment funding would kick in.
This is Farah Siddiqui for Public News Service, member and listener supported, heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.